You're listening to the Jack Wagon Podcast.
Oh, good for you!
Featuring Chad Roper and Drew Cobb from Cool 94's Rope and Drew in the Morning.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. You know, morons.
Oh.
This podcast is unsuitable for small children and girly soy boys.
They whine about anything. You pull down their pants and you spank their ass.
What is these animals?
Them ones that eat snakes, huh?
Let's get it all!
Welcome to the Jack Wagon Podcast.
Hey, it's Jack Wagon Podcast number 5. We got the Matt Randolph. It's kind of funny how I met the Matt. But what's even funnier is when he starts telling me that his name is not just Matt. It's
right.
The Matt.
Yeah.
He's coming at me with this. I barely know this guy. He goes, well, actually, it's the Matt. It was so uncomfortable.
The Matt. Well, now I know, because we had him on the radio show before and did a fantastic job, by the way. I've been looking forward to this ever since Chad told me, hey, Matt's coming back. I was like, yes, we're not constricted to time limits. So fantastic. Thank you for being here, Matt.
I am thrilled to be here. Thrilled.
So whenever we first met, you're explaining this to me because it was an important part of the basis of any blossoming friendship that I make sure and refer to him in the proper way. It's the Matt.
It's very important.
Tell him.
I sent it in a text, didn't I?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know.
Because you didn't know how to put my name in your phone.
Well.
You were trying to put my name as a contact in your phone. And you were asking me how to spell my name. And I said, the Matt Randolph.
I said, I don't remember all this, but I can remember feeling like, why do I feel like such a dip right now for even asking how do you spell your name? Some people spell it M-A-T, okay? Actually, what it was like M-A-T-H-E-W, or is it M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
I'm going to venture to say that there's more than one person in the world named Matt Randolph, and it's probably actually Matthew, right?
It is, but I go by Matt.
He goes by the Matt, but just to piss his wife off. Just tell him.
I have a great story about the Randolph thing, though. So I was at work one time and we were having some problems and I needed a guy to email me something. And it's a guy I didn't know very well. I was like, hey, just take some pictures of this equipment and send me the email. So he comes in, he's like, hey, did you get the email? I'm like, no, man, I didn't get it. He's like, well, how do you spell your last name? Is it R-A-N-D-O-L-F? I was like, no, bro, we dropped that after the Holocaust, man. It's R-A-N-D-O-L-P-H now. And the dude freaked out. Like, it's just a joke, right? But he freaked out. I didn't know the guy was Jewish.
Oh, man. You don't run across too many of those people in Western Oklahoma or Oklahoma in general, or the Midwest
in the oil field,
especially.
Yeah.
But I will say I've met one Jewish person in my lifetime, and it was in the oil field. And it was an African-American Jewish person to top that off, which was very strange. Actually worked out at can I say it? Am I allowed to say it, Chad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I worked out at TSI. I used to work out there in their sales department. And I worked with an African-American Jewish person who wore a cowboy hat every day. It was quite interesting, man.
That sounds so rare.
it's like discovering an arrowhead, at least.
Like a shujitsu, or whatever that dog was that that woman tried to sell that one day on radio.
This is... A shujitsu.
Yeah. Rare.
Yeah.
One of
very
those.
Very rare.
No, but the whole the Matt thing, where does that come from?
I just came up with that for you, man.
No, bullshit. There's some deal. It's you do it just to piss your wife off. At least that's what you said.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot. Oh, yeah, that too.
I'm old. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Yeah. I do that to my wife. I tell her to call me the Matt Randolph.
I
totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was funny as hell. I was like, this is awesome. I mean, he goes way out of his way to piss his wife off. This dude's my spirit animal.
Yeah, that's my revenge for hanging light fixtures and you know.
So guys, what are we getting into today? Like, I didn't get like a prep, a nothing. We didn't talk about topics. I figured since Matt was coming in here, it'd be something pretty heady.
Well, I was pretty amused by this. I read it early this morning, and I needed to do a little research on it. Patagonia has a history of really hating Donald Trump.
Like the clothes brand Patagonia?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they have released a pair of shorts, and I forget what the specific model of these shorts are, right? But if you look in the waist where their tag is at, you know, it's got the really cool little Patagonia logo and everything. Mm-hmm. And then maybe there's the little white hanging down extra part that says this is large or whatever. Well, if you flip it up, it says vote the assholes out. Spelled out.
I wish it was that simple. I wish you could just show up to the voting place and be like, do you have a ticket where I can just vote non-assholes? Yeah. Like, can I register as non-asshole this year?
Is that a straight non-asshole party line ticket.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. I'll take the straight non-asshole ticket, please. Yes, yes.
Well, I had to read into it because I wasn't sure if it was actually spelled out or not, because more times than not, you know, when you go to these different outlets, you know, they're kind of redacted. And so it's left out the two S's just for preserving the integrity of the stuff, just in case some woman's 10-year-old is reading and then she doesn't try to sue the website because this kid has then learned how to say asshole from this particular news outlet's publication on the web. At any rate, it says it plain as day.
I'm telling you now, I learned a lot of bad things whenever I was a child, and I don't think any of it came from the local newspaper. It was mostly from uncles and people who had fewer teeth than brain cells.
Yeah.
Which is saying a lot in this case.
So what is this like? You want to see some cool pictures, boy?
100%. 100%.
So, yeah, they sued President Trump because of some deal that he was doing with respect to wiping out land in, I think, Utah or something like this. Anyway, they're just in general a couple of people that really just hate his freaking guts because he's pro oil and gas and they are pro save the environment. It's almost like a paradox where, you know,
I don't know, a clothes manufacturer
that's like, we're going to make $1 billion this year. How you sell enough clothing that's dyed and manufactured, you know, and all this other stuff to make $1 billion, yet you're pro environment to the extent that they, but I guess they are, man. I mean, I had to read into it. I mean,
it's probably a little bit more accurate to say, Chad, that he's more pro big business than just pro oil. I think, you know, his tax cuts and things like that reflect that he's a big enforcer of the whole trickle down effect, which I don't know. We could talk about this all day. I don't know what directly he has done to specifically help the oil field. Matt would probably know a lot more about that than me, considering he is in it.
I don't know. He just appreciated how much moxie they had to actually print vote the assholes out. I'm amused.
That's our problem, though. They're all assholes. Like, there are no good options, in my opinion, you know. There may be good options.
I'm totally on board with Drew on that.
Even the independent ticket, which is always kind of a joke. I mean, you know that an independent's never, ever going to be elected as long as things are the way they are right now. But Joe Jorgensen, how do you feel about that, Matt? Like, I kind of like this lady. For being as libertarian as she is, though, why is she so pro huge corporations and just completely unregulated? I mean, I understand free market capitalism, but she wants to peel back literally everything. So how do you feel about Joe Jorgensen? Both of you guys.
Dude, I don't know shit about Joe Jorgensen. Because I'm voting for f***ing Kanye.
I wanted a king of Tennessee way before Kanye started running. But when he finally got his name on the ballot, I was like, yes, finally, there's going to be a king of Tennessee. He's got my vote, too. I don't know a damn thing about this Jorgensen person.
Well, that's who I keep seeing. Like, all the independent people, which I don't brush shoulders with too many independent people. A lot of the independent people I know are big Tea Partiers. You know, just I don't want to be taxed and I want to be left alone. But I don't know, man. She seems like she can appeal to the newer generation on both sides of the aisle. But I feel like the newer generation doesn't completely understand just how corporate this stuff is. It's not so much cotton candy and clouds and morals. It's all about money. I think people need to understand that. It's always about money. The moral stuff that politicians always talk about, whether it's same-sex marriage, abortion, they don't care about that. They use that to distract you from things that involve money and how to make people who have the most money get more money. That's just my view. Man.
I'm an independent, by the way.
Are you?
You're rubbing.
Oh, I am too. I am too. I was independent until I had to re-register as a Democrat in order to vote for Bernie Sanders, which I wouldn't do that again now. But now I'm just
stuck.
He
refuses to acknowledge the fact that the only reason why he did that was because he liked that limited edition Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
God. Roper, why do you got a tattle on me like that, bro? Come on, dude.
Hey, before we go on any further, just in case, are any of the camera shots, including the my little mini bar?
Yeah, bro, there. We can see how cool you are. Well, from
I just
Matt's
wanted
angle.
To give a nod to it. LaDonna from LaDonna's Wine and Spirits in Elk City. She actually was good enough to hook me up with some of the accoutrement over there.
Yeah,
she
that's actually where I picked up this beer we're drinking as well. We are drinking Rolling Rock tonight, except for Matt. Matt's just drinking caffeine, I believe.
He's he has wings.
Yeah, wings.
Yeah, wings. Yeah. Well, I do have frequent flyer miles. LaDonna's. That's where I buy my wine. So.
Were you one of the previous oil fire winners? Whenever? Or no. We were giving away those certificates there for a while, and everybody was picking up oil fire with them there for the longest time.
Thirsty Thursday trivia.
Thursday trivia.
I don't think Matt
remember that
won Thirsty Thursday trivia. But
loser.
We were friends at that time. It was, you know, our budding friendship started uncomfortably one afternoon at an Ace Hardware store where. From down an aisle, he goes, "Hey, are you the copper guy?
Are you the copper guy?" That's fantastic.
Which may have been the same aisle, perhaps even that same week, where some woman approached him and said, "Hey, aren't you that asshole on Facebook?"
Yeah, that is exactly right.
What's that all about?
Oh, man. So
can you say this person's name, by the way? Because I have a fit. I have a real bad feeling. By the way, I see this person chime in on his Facebook constantly, and it's someone who used to be extremely close to me. So I laugh.
This particular woman wasn't calling me an asshole. She was saying it as a joke. And she works at AT&T.
Not who I was thinking about.
Aren't you the asshole, most respectfully so, on Facebook?
With all due respect, sir.
With all due respect.
Yeah. It's funny that people walk up to me and they know me from I put on Facebook, but they all say the same thing. They laugh their asses off because I call people out on their bullshit.
You have a good
in
Facebook,
a very
man.
Nice way,
dude. Like, you have a very good cool.
You
Facebook.
Have a very graceful delivery of that stuff, though. That's what I like about it. But yeah. I'll periodically just look at some of the stuff that you throw out there just for the sake of throwing something out there.
Yeah. Starter.
Yeah, you are, but you have a graceful way of stirring that pot.
Well, there's so many things that people don't want to talk about that we all know are happening every day, but nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, facts are so subjective in 2020. How do you get to facts? We can't agree on what's a fact and what isn't. So it's doomed. I'm done arguing with people.
So probably the most heated one recently was my post the other day on Facebook where I said, so NFL players are thugs, NBA players are thugs, Black Lives Matter are thugs, criminals are thugs. I'm starting to think that the word thugs doesn't mean what it used to, right? So basically I'm saying, obviously, right, for some people, they've just replaced the N-word with the word thugs.
Right.
And I think everyone can agree on that.
We all know, man. It's so
all
funny.
These people jump in with this, not me, not me. One guy chimed in. Hey, Drew Brees is a thug. Does that make you happy? Like, are you calling me a racist? No, I don't know if you're a racist, bro. Only you know what's in your heart. You know, I have no idea.
It's just hilarious. The people you grow up with, and you, as a kid, you hear all these things. The adults say, the teenagers say, I grew up hearing everybody say the N word, never even met a black person before yet. Mm-hmm. They're just racist as can be because it's ingrained in them. And people try to pretend like that's not a thing. No, I grew up around all of you who are on Facebook trying to defend yourself about how you're not racist because you have a black friend on Facebook. And usually that black friend on Facebook is that one black gun guy that is a, just like a conservative propagandist dude, which I get it, man. I am conservative in my own life. I just don't think you should be able to tell anybody what you should be able to, what you should have to do. That's my thing.
Yeah.
So that's where I fall in the middle.
I call that generational racism. I think every generation has a little bit of racism left over that they learned from their parents, and they're not technically racist by nature. They don't think of themselves as racist, but there's a little traces of that, just like DNA, right? There's
you,
little
you could traces argue of it's that Darwinism, man. You could argue it.
And as the generations go by, people are becoming less and less racist. It's slowly weeding itself out of the gene pool.
You know, ironically enough, that you actually, I don't know if you've read that terminology somewhere.
No, I actually
made that
up. I've
talked to my wife about this stuff, you know, where you make a consideration for how are you feeling so angry about this thing that happened when what really happened, happened 80, 100, 150 years ago, but you're this angry about it. Like you feel like someone owes you, and they refer to that in psychology now as generational trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty impressive that you actually, I'm not surprised by that. I mean, you are a smart guy, and I'm not just saying that because you're like 6 inches taller than me. I mean, that's pretty impressive though, but that's a deal. So generational trauma. And so there are tons and tons of people that cannot fathom why is this group of people angry about this stuff that happened all these years ago? What I do, I don't owe you anything. You're right. Personally, you don't owe that other person you've never met anything, but this issue of generational trauma, it is a reality, mm-hmm. regardless of whether you either choose or don't choose to acknowledge or simply don't have the emotional or intellectual capacity to acknowledge it. Yeah. You can't understand it. It doesn't matter. It is a thing that exists. And so that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Thugs, however, the NFL is full of them. I believed that forever, but I don't think there's any reference to color there.
Do you know today's actually the birthday of the NFL? This day in 1920 in Canton, Ohio, 12 teams pitched in $100 apiece to form the first National Football League. It wasn't called the National Football League then, but that's what is today, the National Football League. So happy birthday, NFL.
Yeah.
I'll kneel birthday. Later or something.
I'm still trying to get the blood out of my hands from watching the game the other day. I've spent 3 days washing my hands, trying to get the blood off of them. Because I watched a football game.
He's got them blood on his hands, man.
Yeah.
I love those memes that are floating around. It's like checking in, on your team after the national anthem plays. Those are good memes. I like them. Yeah. I dig them.
Yeah.
And you know what's really pissing me off right now is this Save the Children bullshit. So let me back up a little bit because that probably sounded bad.
Oh, no. Hold on. You came before I had this spat with one of my aunts about Pizzagate, right?
Yeah.
You came. Okay. Go ahead.
So the Save the Children. So if you don't know, Save the Children is one of the oldest nonprofit organizations in the world.
Didn't know that. It's been
around savethechildren.org. You can look it up online. I think this year is its 100th anniversary, right?
Save the Children.
Savethechildren.org. Yeah,
this doesn't have anything to do with Feed the Children.
Nope.
Different.
Dude, you don't get on social media enough, man. Yeah. It's hashtag save the children, hashtag save our children. Yeah. You can't even use like a variation of the terminology or else you might get called a snowflake or a fascist or whatever.
Or a pedophile.
I've been called five times this week. You've been called a pedophile this week.
That's how I started researching this because every time I would put something out there, some idiot would come on and say, you're probably a pedophile. And I'm like, what in the hell? So all the hashtag save the children stuff that's been going on since Epstein's girlfriend got arrested, right?
So
what's happened is
Ivana Humpalot.
is it jizz swell or jizz well as in jizz fine, or is it
it's jizz.
I received the Spanish pronunciation award in high school, not
like,
English
like a receptacle.
Yeah. So I've been researching this for a few days, and this is what I've figured out. This is just my opinion, but it's totally based on facts, right? So Save the Children, hashtag Save the Children, has blown up And so every election year, Democrats and Republicans, they go to their corners and they figure out who they got to get, who they got to pander to. Who are we going to focus on? Whose votes are we losing, right? So this year, the Democrats, it's racism and poor people. Why has anybody thought about why racism is such a huge thing for Democrats this year? It's because Donald Trump has taken black voters from the Democrats.
He really has.
He has more black voters this time around than he did last time. That is the reason why Joe Biden and Harris are visiting Jacob Blake. They're trying to get those black voters back. And every election, the Republicans play what?
Pandering.
The what card?
The whatever card.
The fear card.
My entire life,
Republicans have played the fear card. And who have Republicans, specifically Donald Trump, lost this year? Women.
This year?
Donald Trump.
I didn't know he had women in the women first place when his campaign leaving, was grab them by the you know what.
Yeah, women are leaving Donald Trump in droves. Like, Joe Biden is killing him with the women vote. So, who do we need to scare? We need to scare the women. We need to get some of those votes back. So QAnon has basically hijacked Save the Children. And now all these stories come out about all these kids that are being rescued. And then right after they come out, Jesus. We find out all these stories are bullshit. So the 39 kids in a double wide trailer in Georgia, which turned out to be 30 welfare checks where they call on the phone, say, hey, you all right? You got a loser parent? And five of the kids were just hanging out with a non-custodial parent. Four of the 39 kids were actually missing. One was a three-year-old that had been kidnapped by a non-custodial parent, was not a human trafficking case. And three were teenagers that were actually prostituted.
So we're talking about actual kids.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're twisting these stories to make it look like Donald Trump is saving the world from pedophiles, because the whole Save the Children narrative is based on this assumption that all Democrats are pedophiles, and these vast pedophile networks all over the country. And now that they've got Maxwell or Jizwell or whatever her name is, she's feeding them information and they're rescuing kids all over the country. They're not rescuing any kids.
It's Jizlane.
They're doing welfare checks.
Okay? It's a lane. It's a Jizlane.
Yeah. So... It's a, you know what a jizz lane
is. I want no part of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't started our OnlyFans yet, Chad. Calm down, dude.
Yeah. A jizz lane could be a lot of things. It could be a sock.
It could be like a bike lane.
It could be like a bike lane.
Just for self-service.
It could be a wheelchair.
It could be her name. It is her name. She's a jizz lane.
It could be a cavity.
Most generally, they are.
My favorite of the jizzes is Giselle, Tom Brady's wife. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Big fan.
So now you got all these soccer moms on social media flipping out, Save the Children, you know. And when you try to explain to them, hey, this is what's really happening, they just attack you and call you a pedophile. You must support pedophilia. And I'm just like, dude, nobody supports pedophilia. Can we at least start? From the place where, okay, we all are against pedophilia. Like, that should be easy,
right? I don't know anybody who just straight up says, yeah, I support pedophilia. It is a natural process in human biology. No, man.
Yeah.
What I think is the most hilarious part about this Save the Children, Pizzagate, whatever pedophilia, mass, in New World Order, Illuminati, whatever thing, is that after all the scare tactics are done, Matt, it's the only way that we can save the children is by voting for Donald J. Trump. like you end this thing with the only thing we can do to fix this is by voting for somebody.
Come on, man. It's that narrative right there that generally every 4 years makes me go at least once.
Man, we're coming off like snowflakes right now. Let's just be clear that we don't pick a political side. It's not that we're all about Democrats. It's just we're anti-political at this point.
I'm going to browbash
every political figure that takes advantage of the morons of the world that actually will subscribe to that kind of shit right there. That it just flies all over me, man.
I mean, let's not pretend like the Democrats are using the same type of pandering tactics.
They all do it.
They all do it, man. And they're all backed by the same corporate dollars. That's where the road always ends for me. I don't even care talking about all of this crap because it all ends at money. And that's where it always ends.
It's generally always the outlying 10-20% of the population, the loudest ones, the ones that make the biggest arguments, the ones that are generally the most active on social media, who are those kind of f***ing dummies right there.
Yeah.
Just drives me crazy. It's amusing to watch, but those really are the groups of people that are propelling the political machine.
Oh, you mean the people calling people sheeple?
Yeah. Those people.
Yeah.
What's really tragic, you know, the nation, the United States has already lost as far as this election is concerned. It doesn't matter who wins. We're going to lose, right? We're in the middle of, and I put this on Facebook the other day. It was something that popped in my head. We're in the middle of this technological revolution. We have Elon Musk landing rockets on ships out in the ocean, like Star Trek type shit.
Yeah, landing rockets. We are now reusing rockets.
Oh yeah, my God. And who's going to be our president? Someone that can't even turn on a fucking computer. Someone we don't let get in a car and drive, right?
Yeah, but he's found a way to keep his hair completely immobile in 35 mile per hour winds. That to me is impressive.
That's pretty impressive. I will give him that.
That is pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
But shouldn't we have a leader that can carry our country forward in this I look at the technological revolution like the industrial revolution. This should be a jumping off point for our country. This is where we move into the next era, right? It's not going to happen because...
No, not at all.
Because either Donald Trump or Joe Biden, two old codgers that don't even know how to probably reboot their damn phone, are running the country. What do they know about what we need 10, 20 years from now? What you should always be forward looking.
You've got a career billionaire and a career politician. Two people who don't relate to anybody.
Yeah.
Literally anybody. How could a billionaire or a lifetime career politician understand what it's like for normal, everyday people?
Joe Biden, when he walks up behind those women and he goes in for those sneak attack kisses, he actually whispers in their ear. You know what he's saying, right?
You just want some of those sneak attack kisses, Chad. You want to be nuzzled on the neck, bro. I know he goes, your neck nuzzles.
He goes, I like rockets.
Red ones. Oh, God, please, let's move on.
Do you think he has a cold nose? A cold, wet nose, like when Joe Biden...
Like a dog? Yeah.
You're talking like
yeah, just he's like giving a dog.
Puppy kisses? That's so...
I think Joe Biden, generally speaking, is probably a decent guy. Like, but he's 77 or 8 years old. Like...
They all are, dude. Wouldn't... Everybody they want to be the president is on the verge of senility.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
If he came to my house, I'd be like, dude, sit down, please. Like, you know, I don't want you dying in my house. Like, hey, here, take my chair. sit on the throne. Take my chair. Like, I would be so careful with him, you know.
He's fragile,
man. And to be the president?
He's fragile.
The demands?
The Italian.
Fragile. He's Joe Dirt's grandpa.
You
want to
play some dominoes?
Yeah.
You want to play some dominoes?
It's my favorite game.
Can I sniff your hair first? Tell me about the Depression era.
God, no.
Yeah.
Whatever. We already lived through the biggest Depression era, man. You know? We always hear people talk about the Great Depression, but we went through another Great Depression, didn't we? What would you call 2008? The housing crisis.
That was when I tried to sell two houses. No, that was when I...
Yeah.
I bought a house, but wasn't able to sell the one that I moved out of.
But damn, your interest rates were good.
Man, did I drive the hell out of that Jeep.
That was a tough time.
That sucked. Yeah. 2008.
Yeah. Wait,
that was hell. That was hell.
So where do we go for here? I mean, we got to pretty much already go ahead and look forward another 4 years, right? So
yeah.
What are you predicting 4 years from now? Joe Biden probably won't be alive, or he'll be not much more than a vegetable, I would assume. But where do we go from here, guys? I mean, the next 4 years from now, Trump is not in the picture. Who replaces him? Pence? You think Pence is going to make a run for it?
No, he'll run for it.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump is going to win the presidency. Not a single doubt in my mind. And I'm okay with that. Yeah. My life honestly hasn't changed at all, just like it never changes because regular people are never affected.
Let's be honest. My life's never changed. That's exactly my point. Frankly, I'm blissfully ignorant. I'm enjoying not really giving too much of a rip. And the reason is because most of what goes on the East Coast, it doesn't change my life. I mean,
yeah,
really, I want to do some voiceover work. I want to do some production work. I want to do some woodwork. Is any of the crap that those people wrangle on about really going to affect me?
No, man, not unless you are the poorest of the poor or the richest of the rich. Those are the only two subsets of people who are affected politically by anything, is the poorest of the poor and the richest of the rich. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer.
The middle
get poorer as well, but you know, at least we're not on the very bottom.
Most recently, what's affected me is how many people are concerned about us filling out the census. Aside from the census Nazis coming to find you, you know, they'll hijack you at the grocery store. Hi, aren't you Roper over there at yada yada?
Copper gas?
Listen, man. I mean, aside from that, it really just doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
I tell you what, change my life. Go with a blanket tax rate. All right. Do something.
Exactly.
Do something with your political power. Why don't you tax everybody at the same rate?
I love that, man.
You do something like that, and then you're going to really change my life. And until you do something like that, kiss my ass, man. Yeah. I don't care. I really don't.
What do we think here, boys? Like 10% flat tax, no loopholes?
Amen.
We've got to get rid of Citizens United. We have to get rid of loopholes for the richest people in the country.
Citizens United is one of the worst things that ever happened to this deal, country.
I'm in.
During the largest growth in our country's history, the rich were paying 90% income tax, and they were still awfully rich. They were doing just fine. So I would say we're in a bit of a crisis right now. Who's going to step up, man?
I don't know. Anybody that has the balls enough to go 10% blanket tax, I'm fine with it.
Let's go with the four companies who made billions and billions and billions of dollars in profit since this coronavirus started. How about that? How about Amazon? How about Walmart? How about we make them pay something?
Tax them in the first place, and then we'll make a difference for the Joe, for the average Joe, okay? Wasn't there a poster child for the average Joe like 4 or 6 years ago? It was a plumber.
Joe the plumber, man. Yeah, that was the Obama and McCain campaign.
Yeah, why don't you actually do something that's going to make a difference in that guy's life? Because I guarantee you, if he has more employees than simply himself, he's paying a hell of a lot of money quarterly for taxes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so do something that's going to change his life, right? Instead of taxing the shit out of that guy, just tax everybody evenly, 10%, right? Tax everybody. You know, fix a hell of a lot of problems doing that.
But it'll never happen, though, because that's how little tax that rich people pay. They would never pass the 10% flat tax. They never would, because that would mean that their tax rate is going to increase by 10% because they pay zero. So it's never going to happen. Another thing, make churches pay taxes. Oh, I'm going to make a lot of people mad with that one, but
They are a for-profit business. I don't give a damn about what anybody says. Church is a for-profit business.
Coming from somebody who was paid by churches to play music.
Yeah. I've done it for years.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
it's a for-profit business. I don't fault them for wanting to profit, because every business needs to succeed. Otherwise, if you spend more money than you bring in, you can't function.
But you got to at least admit that you're a business and not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can practice church in here, in your head.
So my tax rate would definitely go up at 10%, and I'm fine with that.
Well, you don't even pay 10% of it. How is that? You have that many write-offs?
Because I'm educated in how taxes work. And if you learn, Drew, about how the tax system works, and you use it the way Donald Trump has, then half of your business is putting your money in places where you avoid paying taxes. So I think
that's a lot of work, though.
You invest your money in real estate. You put your money in places. I think last year my final tax rate was around 6 or 7%. It's like that every year, because
my final rate last year was like 26%.
Yeah. I've learned what to do with the money I have left over to eliminate almost my tax bill, right? I still paid a lot of taxes last year, but my final tax rate was well under 10%. But I do support the 10% flat tax.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have to do all that work trying to get out of paying taxes. I could just pay my 10% and be done with it because it is a lot of work.
Oh, absolutely.
It's literally
a job.
You got to
keep track of everything.
Getting out of paying taxes is a full-time job.
You're an accountant on the side.
You are.
Of yourself, which is, that's so weird. I work for myself. This is my accounting firm, Randolph Accounting. You can do my taxes now, man.
I'll Randolph give you and Associates.
Randolph and Associates.
We can open a new office in Tulsa.
That's right. It's probably an extra high rise because you're so tall.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Back to the census workers. Do you think they were on the UFO?
God. That's probably where they all came from. The Goodyear UFO.
Oh, yeah. My God, dude. People in New Jersey, you got to love them, dude. Oh, Joey Diaz, he's from New Jersey, probably one of the best comics of all time. He talks about this is a common thing. Like, New Jersey is surrounded by 9 military bases. So they've had UFO, quote unquote, UFO sightings for decades, man. Joey Diaz actually talks about that on his podcast, The Church of What's Happening Now, which is pretty cool.
Man, so the world stopped, I guess, that morning. What was that? That was Monday.
Yeah.
These people lost their minds because they see this thing.
Right. Thousands of people.
So I'm looking at it while we're on air. I'm looking at this and the latest report, it had come out basically an hour before I looked it up. Whatever time that was the other day is like 7:30 or 8 o'clock or something. Anyway, and it said it has been debunked. They have determined that it was not a Goodyear blimp. I'm looking at this little thing going, man, you can see the indicator lights on the vertical stabilizers. It's a freaking blimp. Give me a break.
Of course it's just a blimp, Chad. That's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
So then they're debunking it, saying it's not a blimp. Like, okay. So it's not a blimp.
Because they don't want it to be a blimp.
I don't know. About 2 hours ago, it in fact was a Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
It was a Goodyear blimp, just like the rational people of the world realized. I guess the louder speakers were the morons of the world, which I have to say I'm actually a little thankful for. They do give me a reason to get up and breathe every day.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you all.
The people on the blimp have no idea how much danger they were in, though, because if you get enough people believing it's a UFO, then you get some crazy dude in the White House making a phone call and it gets blown out of the sky. Mm-hmm. So he can say, I saved the world from the aliens. So, you know.
I'll be God dang it. Them some bitches have a Goodyear blimp too.
They stole one of ours. They picked it up in Compton.
That's the blimp getting placed. Oh, shoot, man. Yeah. Whoa, man, you pimping over there? It. Nah, man, I be blimping.
They had it
blimping ain't easy, but somebody's got to do it. Keep my blimp hands strong.
All right. You know, when they land that blimp, they got the little key fob so they can lock it. You know, the little alarm thing.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
You got to have that, man. That was
it's about to get bad.
That was completely necessary for Lindbergh whenever he took off on his maiden voyage.
Yeah.
Or is it Hindenburg or Linden? What, did we ever figure out what the hell his damn name is?
Lindbergh was the pilot.
Well, yeah.
Hindenburg.
Lucky was the Lindy blimp. Was.
Oh my
the pilot.
God. That's why we get it the so mixed up because it's both.
Yeah.
The Hindenburg is the blimp dude.
Yeah. That blew up.
That's what we're talking about. We're blimping right now.
Lindbergh was the pilot that flew around the world.
Yeah. Lucky Lindy.
That didn't make it, right?
Maybe. I don't think so. Hefty Hindy was trying to return his child back to him. Did they ever find that kid, by the way?
Who the hell is
they did.
Hefty Hindy?
Lindbergh's baby was kidnapped.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For ransom.
That's right.
Wow.
I don't remember if they got it back.
14
or not.
Shillings.
No, it was like a million and something shillings or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think they paid the ransom. They never got the baby. I don't think. I don't know.
That's so funny. Like, I'll go on to my ancestrydna.com and you can look up, like, it's so crazy, like, how good of records they kept in England, especially, like, in the late, you know, early 1600s, even back into the 1400s, they kept records of everything, dude. And you can check out all their wills, their land transactions, you could say. What I love looking in my family's ancestry is, like the conditions that they put in their wills. Like, if my son doesn't marry before this time, and if he ever does this, he can't have this, unless this, and then in which case he'll get 2%. But it's so detailed, like how petty people were in those times, which people are petty now, but
You need to do it, Chad. You need to get your ancestry DNA thing done. Have you done it, Matt?
I've done 23andMe.
Same thing.
And yeah. I've read the exact same thing you're talking about because my family comes from Europe, from England.
I would have never guessed that.
I saw the exact same thing. You know, if he works on the Sabbath, he gets nothing. You know, stuff like that, you know.
And like shillings and different units of money that you've never heard.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into any of that stuff. All I know is that
it's like $100, bro. Just spend the $100, spit in the tube. We did it live on the air when I did it 2 years ago, man. Mm-hmm. And it gets more accurate over time. So right now, I'm only like a couple percent Nordic. That Nordic that we were sniffing on, it's actually German. So I'm like 50% English, 25%.
You're not a Nord.
I'm not a Nord. I'm not a Nord, man. I'm more Baltic, if anything.
You're a Slav.
Yeah. So I'm 50% English, Welsh, and then like 25% Irish, and then the rest German, and then Nordic, and then French, I believe. But anyway, I'm white as white could be, and I'm just ashamed by it, dude.
I wanted to. I've thought about it. I don't know. I haven't done it.
Matt, help me with my white guilt, dude.
Me and Chelsea were just relieved to find out we weren't related, you know.
Oh, dude.
I mean, we don't even need
to talk about that.
We are from Oklahoma. And if everybody in Elk City did that, there would be a lot of people. I'm related to people in Elk City that I don't even know.
You got to keep that bloodline pure, bro.
Yeah. That goes back to the fork or the non-fork in your tree that Sean Wilson told
me. That's what I'm saying, man. My family tree looks like a flagpole.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think mine's way more diverse. I mean, I've got
mine looks like the tree
of pine and see, you know, I've got it all over the place, you know. It's whenever we get in my dad's side of the family, you know, the Roper clan that came from, I don't know, I guess Aberdeen and and the whatever, England, New England over there, or Old England. That one. Jesus, the United one. Kingdom.
Aberdeen, that's where I'm from.
We drinking 40 OE now?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, way up there. And then
Old English?
I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, mine's diverse. Yeah. But I don't know.
We got to get you set up, man. We got to get you either, whether 23andMe or Ancestry DNA. It costs like $100.
The Ancestry one, the one that's based in Utah or something?
That's the one I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get you a tube to spit in, bro.
Yeah. We can make it an on-air event, you know.
Oh yeah, man. But so many people will tune in to watch you spit in that thing, dude.
Let's
you'd watch be Roper's so surprised what people are willing to do just to get a peek at some feet. Oh, they're gonna love Chad spitting in a tube.
So one thing I found on mine, there was a guy on there that is my cousin that was given up for adoption as a child, as when he was newborn. And I saw a picture of this guy and I was like, holy shit. Like this guy.
Family traits,
huh? Looks exactly like me. And he's like, I was given up for adoption and blah, blah, blah. And I got to looking at our percentage that DNA like, we share.
This is me.
So I hit my mom on the text messages. I'm like, hey, who did we let go? You know, because we let somebody go.
Oh, man.
And my mom didn't know about it. And I got a hold of some of my family in eastern Oklahoma. And I was basically told to not.
That's one of Dennis Rodman's kids when he went to Southeastern.
Nearly threatened. I was told to leave it the hell alone.
Oh, that's a tree you don't want to bark up.
So then I had to go back to that guy because I'd already told him. I messaged him and said, man, I'll help you. I can find out who your parents are. I'm related to them, right? When I tried to go find out, I was threatened and told to leave the hell alone. So then I had to go back and tell that guy that that's what I was told. I was like, yeah, just forget about it, bro.
Well, that means that the answer is good. Like whatever it is, that's a good story. It's juicy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
So
you need to investigate.
Very religious family. Very Baptist and old school religion.
They couldn't be ashamed. Creepy. By a premarital baby.
My guess is someone knocked up someone and nobody knew about it because the only thing he knew was that his mother,
George C. Scott, was the main character.
His mother was about it. Yeah. His mother was sent away to have the baby in Oklahoma City, far away from where they were. She was forced to give up the baby as soon as she had it. And so that's all he knew was that she was sent away to have the baby. So my guess
this guy, what he knows about his mother.
Yes.
Wow.
His mother's not on my side of the family. His father is my side of the family.
Oh, right.
So, Yeah, I was trying to find out who it was, but
that's pretty cool, man. I'm not gonna lie.
Scary.
I was really into it, man. I was like, man, I'm gonna find out. Like,
until they tell you they're gonna kill you.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a death threat. It was, you need to leave hell enough alone, basically.
You can no longer be a part of the family
in southeastern Oklahoma.
Yeah, really. What kind of a dead animal head are you going to find in your bed? Like, this is a squirrel head? What is this? This is not the same effect, dude.
Equally as delicious, though.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Can you come back and do this with us sometime?
I can do this all the time, dude.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
The Jack Wagon Podcast is a Courtesy Clap production.